Damn, we starting like this? Some of that real shit. All right. And they say you can't keep a top dog down. No, you can. And I'm sending this one out to the gangsters, the riders, the ladies, the players, and the max. Yeah. That's what I want y'all to do for fucking oh.
Do you know that song?
I actually don't know if I do.
It's an intro to an album. Gangsta. We'll get through. We'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
All right, guys. How are we going? We are back.
Wanga.
Wanga. Off of last week's hot ep. Hold up.
Smoking. All right, guys.
Smoking meats.
Grilling meats. Technical good smoky flavor. We're back.
Look, glad Smith figured that out and not... But after the whole ep's been done, it's just everything's like, big.
What did you guys think of the episode?
He's fucking doing it already. fucking turd.
I fart into this. I shouldn't do that. Yeah.
Well, anyway. We don't even know. It's a mixed bag. It's a lucky fucking luck of the draw.
That's it.
Whoever gets the fart mic.
I hope we all have it to our lips.
Yeah.
I hope I've gone through a mold.
Surely.
Surely. Got the green tongue. But guys, how are you going since last week?
Good.
Yeah, last week. I've got a few complaints.
Go on.
Okay.
Now, I've got to apologize for... how I was speaking, not what I said, dickheads.
Yeah.
I had a headphone on half headphone. It was really, it was like patting my head and rubbing my tummy. Mm. I was really struggling.
It felt weird, didn't it?
Yeah, but it actually sounded really well.
I'll take your word for it.
I heard it wasn't easy to edit, so.
Thank you, Alex.
It was interesting.
It was interesting.
Yep.
Yeah, but it did sound great. It sounded great. It was pretty funny.
We're definitely not going two different mics next time.
No, we'll figure it out next tough. Time. We'll go get it.
Our cord broke just before we
Right before it. And then so to hear Molly.
God damn it.
We had a half a headphone on and then it was like, I don't know. It was just wigging me out.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, no, it was great. It was very funny actually. And changed my mind. What we talked about was still very funny. Double checked. It is still very funny to me. Yeah.
I mean, even if the AI made that like the little trailer thing like on the Spotify.
Yeah, probably not great.
AI's in on it as well.
I wonder if that means like people have just constantly gone to like
that's
rewind that
about.
Section.
It might be like the most popular part.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
We know Hannah listened to it definitely twice.
yeah. She went through it. I listened to it twice as well. Just to double check that I didn't do nothing, but everything was above board. And especially after, like, I was a little bit worried about that app, but then this week, I don't know if you've seen, but Shane Gillis has been invited back to
SNL.
He's going to host SNL. Mm. They kicked him off. He wasn't even allowed to do a skit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Now he's hosting it. Just like, what's his face did? You're one of your comedy legends. Norm, yeah.
Norm McDonald.
Did the exact same thing. So
what did Norm do bad?
Just watch anything that he says.
I love that guy.
He's very funny. Yeah. I mean, it's devastating that he's passed.
Ripped to a real one.
Yeah. I heard right up until the last thing, can't remember who was talking about it, but he said, yeah, I'll get back to you next week. And he knew he was dying.
Oh, fuck.
And didn't tell anybody. So, like, even that was a prank.
Yeah. He was funny until the day he died. Ripped to a fucking real one.
Real one. Fucking go check his shit out. It's very funny. Yeah. And, you know, I'm glad comedy is going good at the moment.
Yeah.
To finally.
Welcome back, funny comedians. You know who actually fucking rocks?
Nope.
I don't love his stand-up heaps because I haven't really watched too much of it. I've seen a bit and I think he's funny. But Mark Norman.
Never heard.
I've heard the name.
Dude, he... I'll show you a photo of him. You'd know him straight away. And I'm certain I got his name right.
Any relation to Harvey?
Harvey Norman. Mark Norman, that guy.
Oh, yes.
You know he rips skating?
Has he?
Yeah. You know that guy? He's on Joe Rogan heaps and stuff like that. He's kind of like got like this friendly demeanor. But anyway, he fucking rips at skating.
Does he?
Yeah. What a deal.
Just like My Name Is Earl.
Yeah.
Yes, he rips too.
Do you know who doesn't rip?
Not you.
Yeah, I was okay. All right, but guys, Let's get into it. So, Smears, let's talk about what we're going to talk about today.
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg. That was the intro song off the album Last Meal.
Mm.
Today, we will be talking about Death Row and Last Meals.
Fuck yeah.
So, let's get into it, right?
Cool.
Before we start, guys, let's go, Al, what's your death? So, for those who don't know, surely you know, but when you get... when you be a bad boy, usually in the States or in other countries, they give you a last meal right before they either put you on the Pikachu to fry you up or give you the fucking chug straight to the main vein. They're doing this just in fucking I'll play the new thing out. Thanks, bud. This week alone there was an execution of nitrox gas, so fucking death by Nangs.
What?
They just killed Nitrous. A guy. Yeah, yeah. I'll fucking get
they
it
killed
up.
Him on Nangs?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, technically it's the same thing.
Nope.
What?
Yeah.
How many Nangs do you have to take to the brain to die?
There's a few. No, but like they...
I feel like not talking from...
That's a big-ass balloon.
I was going to say, not talking from personal experience here, but like I know that you can fucking easily smash a couple in a balloon at once.
Yeah, well, how's that that Steve-O photo where he's like fucking on the floor like...
yeah, speaking in demon voice.
Can you read that out, Smith?
I can. Kenneth Eugene Smith. The execution of Kenneth took place in the U.S. state of Alabama, which means of nitrogen hypoxia, which, it says it was the first execution in the world to use this particular method. I don't think that's the same thing.
Oh, well. He just heard nitrous.
Yeah. I just heard nitrous. I'm like, nang it up, brother.
Is it Sonic or Nangs?
it's nitrogen, not nitrous. But
it starts with N. Mate, do you know what else starts with N? Knowledge. All right. which I'm about to spread onto you.
Spread that knowledge.
So apparently this guy that was just getting nanged up in the fucking nang session.
The nanginator.
They reckon there wasn't that peaceful. Like he held his breath. and then sucked it in and then died. But yeah, that's pretty brutes. It's
how long like, do you reckon you could hold your breath for? Like, would you actually want to? Like, I'll just I'll get it over and done with.
Suck it up.
Like, as in, I get what you're saying. Like, if they like put the nanginator in front of you and they're like, all right, suck on the... Or they got a balloon in your mouth.
Yeah, they kill you.
How long can you hold
they
your breath?
They kill you with an exercise ball full of nanga.
But like, sitting there knowing that like, you're holding your breath for like 30 seconds, you're like, as soon as I burst, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just get it over and done with.
Yeah. Just trying to keep tight lips and breathe through your nose.
If I get to a minute, you'll turn off, right?
Well, when they used to be like that. So, you know how, like, you hear the movies, they go, that you'll hang from your neck until you are dead. Mm. Like, you know, they do that.
Yeah.
Well, back when
what
they
if you
used
never died.
Yeah, well, sometimes when they dropped it and you didn't die, they're like, well,
it's like the impact of like the body weight dropping.
Yeah, sometimes heads were coming off. Like that, they get the sweet science.
How long's the drop?
Yeah, well, that's all figuring it out. It's the first, like you've said wisely on an episode, you don't want to be the first. And like they'll do it, and then they'll just the head come off and spray all over the crowd and shit like that. Like, I'll get
that
into it.
That would have cheered so hard.
That would have been fuck. Apparently, like, you know, they loved it. But anyway.
It's a fucking Ramstein show.
Yeah,
I'll get covered in fucking.
I got
juice.
Covered in cum in a Ramstein show.
Did you?
Yeah, in the big dick cannon.
Fuck yeah.
Big day awesome. Out. Lights out. But yes, guys. So execution. So when you go, you kill someone, your last meal, you usually get a request. There's been multiple funny meals. Well, not funny meals, weird meals. And we're just going to go through them, go through a few. So first cab off the rank, Smiz.
Yes.
And Alex. Is my notes are filled with so much show notes it takes forever to load. Like I have to clear it. There we go, we're back. It's just got all the stuff that we've ever done on this
good
show.
Good testament for the iPhone 15 there.
It's coming back. All right, so the first guy we're going to talk about is Christopher Brooks. He was convicted of
Brooksy. Nice.
Yeah, Brook Dog. He was convicted of rape and murder and robbery of Joanne Dean Campbell in 1992. So what happened was he was a camp counselor, and this lady was kind enough to let him sleep on her floor a few times, and then I don't know what happened to the twisted maniac, but then he fucking got up and then
So you don't let some fucking lunatic that looks like that sleep
on
the floor.
I've got a photo of him.
He's got the fucking
Thousand Island Stare.
That's what I was getting confused with, the Cum Town.
Thousand Island dressing.
It's very funny. I don't want to explain funny stuff on our podcast.
So if he was a camp counselor, I reckon his last meal would have been like fucking beans from a can on toast or something.
It wasn't. So
think he's going straight like venison.
Well, before we get into it, Smith, what would you eat for your last meal? Surely you've thought of it.
Yeah, what do you take a guess?
I know the crime, let's not pretend we don't know the crime.
I feel like you know me pretty well.
Richard Ramirez, he's always said, I love him. Everything he done was cool.
Chase-filled Kransky.
You know, I've got two Kranskys in the fridge for tonight. I would, you know, I'm going wings.
Going wings?
Yeah, but not just wings.
What kind of wings?
Buffalo wings.
But like what? Like
Dayton $1 wings or?
Nah, you know who do good wings? TGI Fridays. So I'd go their wings and I'd go maybe a fucking nice as Palmer. I'm a basic man. I'm a simple man. A
lot of food.
And I know, but you gotta pace yourself because you don't want to fucking, don't want it over too quick.
Yeah.
You don't want to shit yourself when you're on the chair.
Yeah,
I think that happens.
You
anyway.
Just go for food star. Oh yeah, man.
Yeah.
They cram you up. They do all sorts of fucking weird shit. But
what would yours be, Bill?
Mine, fuck. What
broccoli.
Would I eat? Like
broccoli from a guy in a balaclava.
Yeah, I love it. You love that bit. fuck. I don't know. I should have thought of this before asking the big question. Do you know what? Fucking, if I'm throwing my little fucking cheat meal, I'll get a big tub of yogurt. Like the chocolate yogurt, and then just pour M&M's into it. Call it the big boy yogurt. Have one of them, just really sizzle. Actually, it depends on how I'm.
You want to stink them out? Fucking just eat like a bunch of garlic cloves.
I'm
while
just
you're
fucking. I don't want
eat
I'd
a bunch
do.
Of onions.
Surely, Alex, you're like, I want to bite the neck of a cow. One last.
Yeah, go on, Alex. If you would have the last that. Hurrah, have a what big steak,
a
maybe.
Carrot,
carrot,
carrot with honey.
Yeah. Actually, that's what I'm having. A steak, fuck a pie.
Honey.
Pardon?
Honey?
Honey's not vegan.
You can't have honey.
But isn't honey
bees
like,
love doing it. It's like cum.
I'm not getting into this.
It's like cum for bees.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I thought that's what it was.
It's like eggs are fucking chicken time of the month.
So but true. But yes.
Can't
fucking,
say the naughty word.
The P word.
But yeah, so guys, let's just go off. What do you think this guy had for his last meal?
Beans on toast.
Sprog on bread.
Oh, you're close, Smith. He actually just requested Reese's peanut butter cups and a can of Dr. Pepper. So, Alex.
Simple man.
Dr. Chef. Right. Alex, can you go get some of the meals I've prepared for this evening?
Get fucked.
I've prepared some meals. We're going to eat some of these last.
Oh, so wait. It's not just me.
No, okay. I'm not going to just let you do it. But okay. Chef Alex is going to go get the meals and that's going to be a theme. I've picked a few killers and a few creams. I'll give you as a rough breakdown, and then we're going to eat their meals. So let's see how you go.
Bit of ASMR for you guys.
Yeah, that's it. Bit of fucking the first podcast mukbang. I think that's how you say it. I once went to this crab shack. It's in the Glen. And it's like, fuck, it's so good. Like,
is it one of those ones you put the shit all over the table?
Oh, on the floor, you're wearing beer. On the floor.
on
the table. Yeah, on the table. And then, like, it comes out.
Dirty cunt.
And it's like, you eat it through people's feet. It's they pour it on the table. And, like, it's, but, like, I like seafood, but this is the best because it was like a Cajun, like, kind of one. Fucking the best fucking, like, crayfish you've ever had.
Yeah,
I wanted
to try that.
But the thing is, all around, and I don't know why they did this, like every TV on the wall, they are playing a mukbang.
Oh, get fucked. That just would turn you off it.
I don't know. I just didn't look at the TV. I just looked dead into Jake's eyes and I deep throat a fucking... Sucking on a crab leg. That was originally going to be the fucking Beatles song. Sucking on a crab leg. Finger in a dead dog's eye. So guys, all right. Well, we're just waiting for Al to go set this up, and we'll get back to you in a sec.
Sucking on a crab dick.
Sucking on a crab dick. So the first meal, he's got it prepared. Alex has just come in now. Our first meal of the day.
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper, American style.
That's why you said you didn't want a beer.
Yeah, because I know what we're doing tonight. Here's our Reese's.
Thank you. I don't really love them, to be honest.
Yeah, well, this you gotta let's
for the bit.
I'll let's rate it. This rapist fucking last meal.
Mm-hmm. All right. Does it turn you,
Alex? Can you get
it can't turn Billy any further.
Yeah, can you get the divider, please?
The pillow.
So I'm going to be taking a bite into the Reese's.
Oh, why didn't we just open one pack? There's two in there.
No, because he ate. He ate two. We got to eat what he.
I'm not going to eat two.
You got to.
No, you got to.
I feel like dying.
I feel like. Ah, oh, wordy.
Reading.
Reading.
Reading. Writing hotline.
Reading and reviewing.
Shout out.
Shout out, Lee. I said Reese.
No, that's just these pieces.
Yeah. I'm a slow eater. I forgot about that. That's brutal. I forgot you, slow eater. This is good podcasting.
Mm. All right, crack them. Cheers them. Yeah, boy.
You don't make eye contact when you have your first sip of a cheers. Otherwise, you have fucking bad
sex. Dude, that's a good mix.
It is nice. We should have ate that before.
Should have fucking...
Last week, I had my mum...
Hit the tap. Yeah. Hit the naginator before this.
I had my mum's birthday. We go eat at a Chinese restaurant. And Sarah's always taught me, fucking, you got to cheers. You got to look in the person's eyes. Otherwise, you have bad sex. Oh, I was fucking eyeballing my dad so hard. I was like going for the Guinness Book of Records. As long as a chopstick, mate. I look like the mask. But yeah, that's not a bad meal.
Yeah.
I feel like dying.
I wouldn't have it as my last.
Nah.
Yeah, get something a bit more substantial. Mm-hmm. Good for a snack.
Yeah. Can you eat peanut?
Why wouldn't you have that as dessert? No, I can't have peanut. That's elephant. That comes from an elephant.
Yep.
That's definitely true.
Pardon me. But yeah, this is not a bad mix, eh?
Wouldn't mind a sip of the Docky P if you don't mind.
Here you go, mate. Have some death juice. What is the flavor of Dr. Pepper? Oh, I've seen a thing on
cinnamon.
I've seen a thing on Dr. Pepper. There's like a scale of like sweetness where something goes too sweet. Like if you put too much sugar in something, that's when it becomes foul. You're like, I can't do that. That's too sweet. Dr. Pepper sits on it.
Well,
that's what
on the line.
Right on.
What's sarsaparilla fucking in the fucking trash? I hate sarsaparilla.
I love sarsaparilla.
I don't understand how people like it.
I haven't had it in a while, but yeah, guys, let's rate that
this
meal.
This is a foodie episode.
Yeah, that's it. Guy Fieri, come in. Juggalo. Smith is so scared. Like I get it now. Like, some people are like, surely he's in on the bits when we trick him. I go, no, he never has been. Like, they've all been genuine, which is good.
Mm.
But like the other day, Molly was over and she didn't come in. She wasn't feeling very well. Mm. And Smith is like, I thought you'd teed her up to not feel well.
Yeah.
Okay, no, we had not
even talked to her. After the execution one, I'm on fucking edge.
Yeah, he's always on edge. But God, this has been fun, eh?
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. Mm.
Yeah,
I actually might put some tequila in that.
Okay, cool. Let's pause it. Go get some tequila.
Fuck yeah. I'll fly out here.
I hope my mic caught that.
I really
hope. You didn't leave it fucking long enough.
Oh, no, I didn't. It really followed me and it's stuck in my cowboy boot. I didn't mean it. Got stuck in the boot, guys. All right. I'm sorry, I thought it stayed out. I was trying to be a gentleman.
Come on, man.
Got stuck in my pants. I'm sorry. It's gone now.
You didn't cut it.
Alex vacuumed it up. Look at this. Smith is even adding. They probably wouldn't serve you piss on death row, I don't think.
Maybe.
Maybe a
beer. Beer.
Maybe.
Give me one little Bud Light.
Give me a Bud Light. Give me a Bud Light, please.
Give me a Bud Heavy.
Look at that. All right, let's see. Smith has made a... We're calling this the lethal
sipping
injection.
Sipping on gin and juice.
Let's see what it is. Good?
Oh, that's delicious.
All right, cool. Dr. Smith, he's figured it out.
Oh, that's good.
All right, guys, let's get into our next fucking piece of shit. All right.
He's going to fart again.
Yeah. That's air shit, brother.
Air shit is farting.
Air shit, brother. All right, so we're going to go into a little man called Timothy McVeigh. Do you know who Timothy McVeigh is?
Yeah, fuck, wait, who, is that the...
The Oklahoma City bomber.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so this absolute piece of shit. Back in, give me a sec, in 1995, on April 19th, this piece of shit with the fucking Hank Hill haircut, Timothy McVeigh, drove his van into...
Dang it, Bobby.
Drove his van into a government building and with a whole bunch of explosives in it and blew it up. And the prick did it. He scoped the place out and he parked right under a fucking kindergarten. Absolute piece of shit. If you...
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it killed 168 people. 19 of them were children underneath the fucking...
19?
Yeah, 19 of them were children in the kindergarten area. And 680 people were injured. So
fucking
a big
hell,
thing of
that's
it,
massive.
A big thing of it was the glass that fucking got it. So you can go have a look. I've got a video of the so across the road there was a meeting going on, and this is the audio of when the thing went.
Oh, dude, we're gonna get sorry to cut you off.
Yeah,
we're gonna get a subreddit going for Couch Cowards, and we'll put up. We'll be able to share all the fucked up videos if you guys are interested.
I'll try to post some gore every time I find it.
Yeah.
All that. So guys, this was a meeting held across the street.
Four elements that I have to receive information regarding.
That's a massive explosion. Yeah.
It's a giant building and it's torn in fucking half.
So I'm trying to keep this like I will probably go into the fucking case a bit more on another thing. I'll just give you some notes. But he had an accomplice. Now, have you seen Bowling for Columbine? Surely.
Yeah, love it.
So do you remember that first guy that like had a revolver under his bed, like under his pillow, and he's like fucking got a bushy beard. He's out in the bush. Like it's one of the first people they interview.
Not really, no.
Anyway, he was an accomplice of fucking...
McVeigh,
yeah. He was like helped... Like there's so much shit to this story. It's fucking wild. Like it just... There's like how the place was built. It could have been built better. There probably would have been like 19 deaths if it was built differently, but the government were trying to cut corners, this little thing. There was some people in the wreckage. There was a woman that... fucking was under a bit of rubble and a guy had to go in there and he had scalpels because he had to fucking amputate her leg. It was under a bit of rubble and he couldn't do it. And these scalpels were fucking breaking doing it. So he had to do it with a fucking pocket knife and they couldn't give her any anesthetic because...
To try and break through the bone.
Yeah, to try to get through it. And they couldn't sedate her or numb her up because they thought she would have died and bled out. So she had to fucking get her leg cut off with a pocket knife to get her out of the rubble. And there was another woman that was stuck in the rubble for ages and she just leant over and just grabbed a hand, a severed hand, and just held that. And that's what got her through, just in the pile of rubbish. But, yeah, this guy is an absolute piece of shit. Like, he knew what he did. Like, he scoped the area out and he knew he was parking under a kindergarten.
He just wanted to do as much damage to...
Yeah, he's a fuckwit. They asked him, you know, what do you think about that? He's like, that's just collateral damage.
Poor.
Absolute fuckwit. It's a massive case. Like, I'm just skimming over some shit. But Timothy McVeigh, he got the lethal injection, the fucking chug straight to the main vein. What do you reckon he got, Smiz?
For his last meal. Yeah. I'm just getting up a picture of him so I can remember what he looks like.
Looks like Hank Hill.
He looks like a fucking, yeah. He does look like Hank. Yeah.
He complained a lot that he couldn't get a good brush cut. That's what he calls it, a brush cut in jail. That's what was really upsetting him. So I would have just fucking let him grow his hair out. The fucking
string bean. String bean. I reckon he had a classic family meal, roast and veggies.
What do you reckon, Al? Well, Al knows.
I actually didn't read any of it. What you?
Oh, okay.
Don't know. He's a bit of a sicko, so it's going to be something like fucking...
Pig's cock.
It's just fear factor.
Yeah.
This is my normal meal.
You gotta eat fucking bugs, brother.
That'd be true.
Eat a tarantula.
Oh, he's fucking eating it. That's the scariest thing you've ever done, besides going in this room and dying. Well, I'll put you out of your misery. He ate 2 pints of choc mint ice cream. Now, I don't... Can you look up how big a pint is? Because I'm sure I didn't go get a pint's worth, and I'm not eating a pint's worth. But let's get... Al, could you go set us up 2 little bowls and a spoon? Yeah, let's eat it out of the tub, actually. Get us...
You know what? 1 pint is actually just under 0.5 liter.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it's not that
bad. So it's about 1 liter. It's 2 pints.
Is it?
Yeah.
Shit, yeah. Well, yeah, because everything that I was reading, they did it in pints and shit like that.
So. Yeah. Yeah, I thought it sounded like more.
Yeah.
But a couple of schoonies. I'm pretty sure this is
liquid. No, no way. I bought it on the way here. Yeah.
It's fucking dripping.
I bought it on the way here. I think I'm... Yeah.
Let's have a few. I'll crack your seal, Alex.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's good.
I only got 1 spoon, so you got to share.
Why would you just grab 1 spoon? you dirty dog.
He's a funny guy.
It's melted a little bit. Cheers.
Not bad.
Could you do that as your final meal?
Surely, are they tight on it? Can you have dessert?
You have whatever you want.
Oh, should I make a spider?
Let's make it. Fuck it.
Yeah, make a spider. That's pretty
this is
funny.
The never-ending drink. It's just going to like keep adding.
Make a spider.
I'm going to get real bad at the end, brother.
I'm going to combine every serial killer's into.
This is sick.
This dude collectively destroyed many people's lives.
No way. Eat half of this.
Half?
I shit my pants. I'm not sure they're doing a big green Shrek shit. Been calling my ass a swamp lately, and my girlfriend's fingers the Shrek. What are they doing in the swamp?
That's good.
This is good. What would you do for a last meal? Would you do this?
I'd do this.
with the warden.
With the warden.
Come on, mate. Have a spoon.
Oh, you can't have any.
No.
He's allergic to toothpaste. This is so funny that you fix it. Yeah, it's just spider. Good?
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad.
It smells like toothpaste.
Yeah, I just tried the concoction. It was good. I didn't go have severe diarrhea.
Fuck, that looks nasty.
Yeah. It's not as bad, but like...
Well, it's a mix of chocolate, fucking mint, Jägermeister and Dr. Pepper.
Can't wait to trademark that as Worm Dirt. Fucking Couch Cowards fucking original blend.
When we do a live show, we're going to have shots of this.
Oh, well, we got to add more.
Everyone's just going to be shitting their pants.
Don't drink too much because we got to add stuff to it.
Oh.
All right. So...
I don't know if I can have too much more added to it.
Well, let's add a bit of a colour in a minute for it. Anyway. The next person we are going to be talking about is the infamous Eileen Wuornos.
Mm.
People say America's first female killer. No, she wasn't. She was one of the first to fucking kill man style, I reckon. Instead of being like angel
kill
of death?
With kindness.
Yeah, like making poison food like that big fucking grimace bitch.
Mm.
poisoning the mushies. Mm,
Beef Wellington.
Beef Wellington. The Beef Wellington Bandit.
Mm-hmm.
Beef Wellington Betty. So Eileen Wuornos fucking had a rough childhood coming up. Got diddled by people. Grandparents. She lived with her grandparents for ages. Fucking she lived with them, and their actual kids got Christmas presents and she didn't. She just had to watch them open on Christmas morning. Mm-hmm. Pretty cruel shit.
I do feel for her. Yes. She had a bit of a rough trot.
Yeah. But some of the, I'd highly suggest, I'm just going to skim over it. She killed about 8 people, I think it was, in her thing. But here's some fucking couch cowards facts that fucking I know you boys love. All right. So,
and girls. And they, thems.
Yep.
All of them.
All of yous.
Inclusive.
So, one thing growing up, she took a lot of boys' virginities for ciggies, and her,
fuck yeah,
her nickname, same name Smith gets, was cigarette pig.
That is,
and she reckons she's had sex with over 25,000 people.
What a
which
boss.
Someone did the math. That's not right. You'd have to have sex with 35 people a day to a
she ain't know who you have now. I'll tell you what.
But
that's a pack a day.
This is
yeah, yeah.
That is a pack of dick.
And we're talking one cigarette.
Yeah, that's
a pack a day.
That's
it. Mama gotta make her living somehow. Yeah,
she was putting them away. She was putting them away. But man. But the story that I think you guys would like, she wrote in a letter to one of her friends, she wrote, I'm pretty sure she wasn't in jail at this time, but she was quite a wordsmith. She was always writing letters, and I'll tell you what this letter said. So she was saying she was hitchhiking one day, and then on a bus pulled over, and wouldn't you believe, it was Foghat, the band.
Right?
You know Foghat?
I do.
That's Slow Ride.
Slow Ride. Take it easy. So fucking Foghat tour bus pulls over. Apparently they took her to like where they were recording shit in like what's the gangster's name? Take it easy. So she went. They went to where Al Capone used to live. Apparently this is her story. And the singer of Foghat, I think his name is like fucking Lonely Daniel or something like that. I'll have a look.
The Lonely Island.
Lonely Daniel. Just give me a sec. Let me clarify that. That's what she called him anyway. Might have just been a fucking epic diss.
More like Slow Google.
Yeah, Slow Google. Lonesome Dave. His name's David Jack.
And more like
Don't put that in. Bass pussy, please. How would you say his last name is?
Lonesome Dave.
Yeah, no, the top part, his real name.
Daniel Jack Peverett.
Peverett. Kind of looks like Peverett. Anyway, this
you like that
also
one,
known as Lonesome Dave, right?
Mm.
So she wrote in a letter, she's like, fucking, I'd have to fuck the band. I fuck everybody for fucking ciggies. I'm fucking yeah. Foghorn.
Leghorn.
Foghat. Do you know what a fog? Do you know what a foghorning someone is? I went, I'm going to do it to the people I like. Foghorn.
Go on.
When they're asleep and they got their mouth open, you fart in it.
I call that the echo chamber.
Entering the cave. But yeah, Lonesome Dave fucking cornered her and they went to have sex. And Eileen Wano said he has the smallest cock in the world.
She's like,
I couldn't find it.
Small ride.
Small
ride. There you go.
So, Let's have a look at another.
Unlike fucking this week's hot news with Drake and his huge cock.
Yeah, Ben's like, I'm still not sold.
Have you seen the video?
Yeah.
I had to look it up yesterday. I couldn't help myself.
It's massive cook. I just want to make love to you is another one because you can't do it.
And he's just helicoptering it.
I know. That's a fucking bad look.
I just want to make love to you. But he couldn't because he's got a tiny cock apparently.
Kept slipping out.
But
They rock.
Foghorn
Leghorn.
Foghorn Leghorn. What a band. But yes, we're not talking about what Foghorn Leghorn's last meal would be.
No.
They would eat their own hat, they said. That's out of fog. No, we're talking about Eileen Wuornos. So Eileen Wuornos got caught. She had some of her last words. I've got to get it up. Exactly.
What was she actually done for? I got lost in all that.
Murder.
Murder.
She killed like killed nine.
Eight, I think. Yeah. No, maybe seven.
Thanks to the editor, it was actually six.
So she'd pick guys up at like truck stops and shit like that.
She said it was all self-defense, but I don't think it was.
No, you're not going to defend yourself that many. Or maybe, who knows?
I don't know. She's getting the numbers.
You'd think 25,000, you're bound to run into a few bad eggs.
That's it. But
yeah, I mean, they're good odds. Like,
she's got the crookest teeth.
I'm mad, actually.
Photos of her, like, on her
one
last
in every 1,500 winner.
Yeah.
Dead.
win sweet death. But besides killing people, she also made up the term girl dinner. Well, she didn't, but she officially had girl dinner for her last meal. She had one cup of coffee. So
that's all.
That's it. Yeah, you reckon she ate a little bit before?
Fucking hell.
But she had one cup of coffee, and I just want to...
You know I don't drink coffee.
Yep, well, that's what we're getting at here, guys. So Smears, some things that annoy me about Smears, he doesn't drink coffee, and he vapes. Now he's... And like,
As Siggy and a coffee, classic combo.
Come on. Yeah, so what would you do? Rather add it to that juice?
A vape and a...
Al, could you go prepare us two glasses of cough? Real quick.
I'm not going to drink.
Can't. Just have a sip. Have a baby sip.
I'll do it just for you guys.
Thanks, man. You're a fucking legend.
I'll be pinging off the walls, dude. Yeah. Fuck. I actually don't like it. Like, I mean, I don't mind the taste, but it fucking makes my heart race.
Fuck. Snoop Dogg just walk in here? What a rhyme. I don't like the taste, but it makes my heart race. Fuck it up. What a gangster.
Eileen, I can imagine her by that point. She's just like, give me a coffee, because her eyeballs were popping out of her head. She was probably hanging for some caffeine.
I just want you to read this when I can find it. All right. So she had a cup of coffee that we're about to have, and this is the last thing that she said. Can you read that out?
Her last words were,
"Yes, I would just like to say I'm sailing with the Rock, and I'll be back like Independence Day with Jesus. June 6th, like the movie, Big Mothership and all. I'll be back.
She died at 9:47 a.m.
Yeah, no, she wasn't back at all.
No.
All right, here we go. So Alex has prepared us a cup of coffee.
I'm only going to have a little sip.
Add it to your juice. So I'll have a sip of your juice once you add it to it, if you're not.
So you know that thing when you go to someone's house for the first time?
Like, I don't
mind
the taste of it.
Okay.
Don't mind? I don't mind the taste of it.
And fucking good. So he's having a fucking boss cough. He's adding it to the concoction.
You know when you go to someone's house for the first time and they're like, yeah, just go grab a spoon. It's in that drawer over there, and you're fucking pulling out every single drawer. Me looking for a cup in Smith's fucking kitchen. If there was a camera in there, I'm fucking Benny Hill around there.
Oh, fuck.
It's always the last cupboard that you check.
Oh, I used to know someone that had their Panadol in like...
That makes it better.
Oh, fuck, he's legit a wizard. You're a fucking wizard, Harry.
That makes it better. Try that.
Give me some of this Hogwarts juice. It got rid of the aftertaste.
Yeah.
The aftertaste of coffee or Jaeger?
I don't know.
Everything.
I can't believe he's still drinking that. What a legend.
It's getting darker.
Guys, it's getting frothier. There's no milk. There's no ice cream left in it, so I don't know how that's happening.
All right, so guys, we have come to one of the final bosses here.
It's good.
He's drinking it.
All right, I haven't even
go set it. Oh, we'll talk a little bit about it. Alex is leaving room. So we're getting to one of the final bosses, Smears.
Mm-hmm.
I will have a little trick I'm gonna save at the end, but
cooking me a steak, aren't you?
Yeah. Cooking you a steak. That's the final thing. But we're talking about one of the big hitters, one of the big dogs.
Mm-hmm. Who was that?
John Wayne Gacy.
Fuck yeah.
John Wayne Gacy.
He had calamari rings because it reminded him of foreskin. is that true?
Nah, but we can. That joke still works. I'll tell you later. That joke still works. I'll tell you a bit. But John Wayne Gacy, just give me 2 seconds, baby boys. John Wayne Gacy, guys, you all know him, the clown, Pogo the clown. big fat prick. I can't, like, I'm not going to go too into him. I'll give you some little details about him that, like.
But just go watch the doco.
Go it's look into good. It. It's on, real on scary. Netflix. If you're a lad like me, like, I am a fucking little snack for fucking Gacy. You would have loved me. Mm-hmm. He would have loved to eat my bus. But John Wayne Gacy, constant disappointment to his father, killed 33 people that we know of.
Yeah.
I think, what was it? It was like 20-something under his house.
Yeah.
Five in the river.
Yeah, it was something. The numbers were crazy. And, like, yeah. If you look at the photos of the house and stuff, it's just there was almost no room left.
No room left.
Under.
I remember, like, seeing – like a diagram of all the bodies under the house. Mm. And like that was like, it was one of my first serial killers.
It's crazy because it's like, it wasn't just randoms. Like it was sometimes, you know, people that worked for him. Like,
dude,
all
he was
sorts
a fucking
of shit.
Freak.
He was fucking insane. Was
like, I'm not telling you anything you don't know yet. Like, but just some little fucking facts that I found interesting about him. So when he got married, his father-in-law gave him 3 KFCs.
And he managed like it. As in like franchises.
Yeah, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Oh. And he made the people call him the Colonel when he rocked up. So that's
did he cosplay?
Yeah, I think he did. I'd have to have a look. He does look very Colonelish.
He did love to dress up, so it would not surprise me.
Another thing too, if you have a look at his face paint, it's just
chicken grease.
It's so when people do clown makeup, like you'll take notice of it next time. All the stuff, like when other people do it, it's all round. So it's round around the eyes. Yeah, round. It's supposed to be like soothing to kids, which I still think is fucking kind of
creepy.
Yeah. But if you look at Pogo the Clown, it's all sharp. It's all sharp, scary imagery. And I don't even think he meant it. He just fucking did
it. That's his style.
Yeah, a few famous lines that he said. He said fucking, goes, clowns can get away with anything, even murder. Which they did it because they found 33 kids under his fucking stairs. He was also like very homophobic. And then at one point he's like, I'm bi, which was okay to him, I guess. I don't know how that makes it different, but, you know, they do all these things. But he used to call gay people fruit pickers.
Okay.
That was his slur. Love,
like playing with plums or something.
I don't know. That was just his fucking, that was just his last words. Mm. Not his last words. That was his.
That would have been pretty funny if it was. He's like, by the way, guys,
fruit pickers.
He's like, and I'm not gay. I'm bi.
Do you know what his last words were?
No, I can't remember. Was it, see you later, alligator? I'm not gay, I'm bi.
Sayonara, dickhead. Nah, so I can't find the exact thing for it, but his last words were, kiss my ass. That was his last words as he got put
that's all right.
Sentenced to death, see you later. But fucking what he did, let's go through the last meal for us here. And so we've actually had to go preset the oven to get this out. But he's had
we're working on a production line here.
We're working on a production line. So Smith, he had some chippies.
Okay.
A bucket of KFC.
Okay.
Some fried shrimp.
Okay.
Fried shrimp. A pallet of strawberries.
Okay.
And a coffee. Okay. So I won't make you drink the coffee again because you're still drinking the coffee as we talk.
Yeah, I can taste it on my breath, which is a very foreign thing.
Does Molly drink coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did she make you a little Nesquik when?
Yeah, it makes me Milo.
So guys, we're going to pause this for a second and we're going to go prepare the Gacy. We're going to go see if we can eat some Gacy.
I'm liking this.
Yeah, I know you're liking this episode.
What have we got?
So we got KFC.
We got it all.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you couldn't smell it when you walked out there.
I can't tell you're taking the piss.
No, I went and fucking, we're going to eat fucking what he ate. Okay. We've got to go preheat the oven, so we're going to pause this for a second. We're going to come back. All right, guys, we're back.
The magic of theater.
The magic of theater, guys. We're just cooking. I was just going, yes, chef. Yes, chef. And fucking Alex is like, this is fucking raw.
What are you, an idiot sandwich?
I do a fucking idiot sandwich.
Boys, I can't believe this.
It's a little.
I'm waiting for the prank. Like,
it's no prank.
Then why are you spoiling me like this?
Because
it's pretty.
I'm undeserving.
It's pretty good.
I thought it was a pretty good app.
It is.
Take it easy. Yeah, all right,
and I like it. And right. I appreciate it. And
apple teeth. Let's have some chick chick.
Thank you.
All right. KFC well,
actually,
chicken.
Grab this one.
Original spice. Cheers. Let's see how it goes. I'm getting it right in there like a gremlin. Just how I remembered it.
Every time I eat KFC, I forget what it does to me. I'm going to fucking squirt. I'm going to squirt so hard when I get to the toilet. Oh, my tum-tum.
What did I eat?
Yeah, and then I'll forget about
the
it.
Fucking, the fucking Dr. Pepper and the Reese's Pieces and the...
Jager.
Yeah, there was a bit of coffee and then we had some ice cream.
I forgot to say earlier, so the first kill that, the first killer, Christopher Brooks, I had like an audio thing of like them talking to the family and shit after the thing went for a minute. But I went through the comments and it was like, some guy was like, that's not very healthy. that's a comment on the thing, like what he ate for the last meal, the fucking peanut butter covered Dr. Pepper. I'm like, neither's the poison that he was eating either, mate. He could die.
Yeah.
You could.
If you're going out anyway, go out with a fucking
I bet you'd be so fun at parties. Fucking Roxy Babe 6ix9ine.
Yeah, I'm eating that fucking... I'm drinking that cocktail that I just made. That's what I'm getting on his last.
If I'd get you on a liter of that and get fucking fried.
Add some caramel.
Get fucking fried. Yeah, get it absolutely bubble guts.
Yeah, I do.
Have you seen...
Stink out the room. Make it fucking bad for him.
Have you seen the, like, 90s... They were sort of grungy metal sort of band. They got permission to use one of John Wayne Gacy's artworks as their album cover.
Oh, is it the Murder Junkies?
The Acid Bath.
Acid Bath.
Yeah.
No.
So that's him as...
Yeah, Pogo. that's what's its face? Our mate...
William Harder.
William Harder.
Owns a bunch of them.
Yeah.
So
he
apparently,
doesn't even like him that much.
So the album came out like a couple months after he died. Apparently they were friends with one of his pen pals and they literally just like wrote a letter saying, can we use one of your paintings as our artwork, as our album cover, and you won't, like, the estate won't sue us. And he's like, yeah, whatever.
Sick.
Yeah.
Well, I
it's like one of the only like times where he's let someone use his
stuff. Yeah, just go nuts. He did
probably saw the name.
Acid,
like,
Bath.
Yeah, fucking count me in.
Fuck yeah.
Boy, how about Boy Bath? That's what I'd call the band. I'm not gay. But
I'm just a clown. I'm just a clown. I killed them. They were gay. I killed them.
He made it so prisoners can't sell their paintings. Because what he did was, he stopped, a lot of them are originals, but then he'd fucking...
Yeah, he was paying people to...
Paint them.
Yeah, to paint, and then he would just put his John Hancock on it.
His John Wayne Gacy Hancock on it.
His little hand banana down there.
He also painted, what was it? The Snow White and Seven Dwarfs playing baseball against the Cubs.
That's sick.
That sold for a whole bunch as well. I think even some baseball players signed it. Pretty fucked up. That are in the picture.
Is that before they knew what he did?
I pretty clearly didn't know he did it.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
I'm raining from jail.
Oh, so all of his paintings was when he's in jail.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Bit of a coke.
Yeah, what'd you do? Tax fraud. Like, fuck. Well, just try to play it off.
Yeah.
The first time he went to jail, he went to jail for raping a 15-year-old boy. And when he went in there, he was a model citizen and he built a mini golf course.
Sick.
For the jail. So that's where your taxpayer dollars are going to.
Mm.
Build a mini golf. So what's been your favourite part of this meal so far, Smiz?
KFC.
Have you touched the shrimp?
Yeah, I had one bit. It's a bit soft. It wasn't in there for that long.
The shrimp is the kind of the boy dicks, I reckon, of the meals.
Yeah.
Maybe don't eat too many shrimps. We don't want to...
Yeah.
We're going to shit, but we don't want to shit that bad.
No, it's been good.
No, it's been good.
That's what I was saying to the guys. Like, maybe... We could do part two next week. They could bring over Hungry Jack's.
Hungry Jack's killer.
Yeah.
Oh, we still need to get the crowns.
Yeah. The Hamburglar trial.
But this chicken is good.
Chicken and strawberries.
I'm liking it. Give me another strob dog.
Pretty refreshing after.
Yeah. How many did he eat, Al? Can you look that up?
A punnet, didn't you say?
A punnet or something like that.
I thought you said a pallet. That's a lot of strawberries.
Yeah, I don't think
you know.
Fucking
sounds with P pallet. Brothers. Not enough research. Is that the local library looking this up?
A pound of strawberries.
A pound. What's a pound?
A pound is...
That's not a KJ, is that?
It's like two... It's like two... 1 pound...
It's not like half.
500 grams.
If there's only some way to look this up.
There is. Let me hear that. Damn.
If only there was a way.
It's like nearly half.
1 pound, 2 grams. 450 grams. Which is... I think that was 500 grams.
Oh, so we're better than John Wayne Gacy. Not hard. But
divided by two. I've had a couple as well, so.
That's it. They were screaming. Screaming strawberries. He picks the seeds out of them.
Are you guys going to execute me after this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got a big syringe. I was going to get a big syringe. A horse syringe. I was going to say one of us has to get it done.
Alex.
What's that? I wasn't listening.
You have to get it done.
Oh, bro. That's only fair.
All the horses my dad put down, Alex has to take the poison for him.
Turn me into a bottle of glue.
All right, and we're back. We're back. Couple of strawberries still on the couch.
Pretty good. Full tum. I'm full, ready for a sleep now.
Full tum-tum.
Oh, I was trying to think if that was the good order to have it, which I think it was, because if I had the KFC first, I would have been a sleepy boy for the rest of it.
And you wouldn't have finished your drink.
No, which
I love this witch's brew that you've made.
Yeah, me too. It's actually pretty good. And now I've got the quantities on video because we're filming this one. So
if anyone wants to follow along at home, we'll make the recipe for you.
We'll make
there you go. Maybe we'll do a little cooking video and I'll teach you guys how to whip one up yourselves.
If you want to drink something that tastes like nothing.
Alex, I would love... Oh, actually, can you?
Nah.
No.
Oh, ice cream.
Yeah, true.
All right, guys. But so it's been good. What best meal? Best meal that we've eaten tonight?
I mean, obviously, Gacy's because it's...
It's genuinely chicken, good. I'm like... Prawns. I thought by the time we get to Gacy's food, I'm like, oh, I'm going to feel bad.
No, they're all things that I've loved.
Is there anything behind the strawberries?
No.
He just likes them?
Just likes them.
The KFC jolly. Because he's had the KFCs.
They kind of do... Like... If I was to
also, he was a large man.
If I was to pick, it's like a fruit that was like a serial boy rape and murderer. It would be strawberries.
Yeah,
like this is for sickos.
Or watermelon.
Watermelon because you see him just like fucking slurping all over the joint. Even mangoes, just like eating a mango is pretty like
what a maniac.
Pretty serial killery. I love mangoes, but like just watching someone eat a mango is not fucking that appealing.
No, it's not.
What about watching someone eat a banana?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
art. That turns me
on. But guys, we got one more.
Bullshit.
We got one more, the last one. So there was a man convicted of murder. This is the last one we're going to do, Smith. I really called you Smith. That's my other podcast. Smith, come in. We're replacing Smith with Smith. This is your last meal and your last podcast. Get out of here. We're still recording here. No.
Smith.
So James Edward Smith, right? African-American fellow who was born in 1952 and he died in 1990 being executed at the ripe old age of 37. Mm. But his last request was a lump of dirt, right? And the guard said, nah, you can't. So instead of that...
They actually denied it.
And instead they gave him a tub of yogurt. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to go to the garden and eat a little bit of dirt and yogurt. So Alex is going to film this. We're both going to do it. I've got two yogurts. And go out to the garden and get some yogurt. So this will be hopefully the audio.
It's easy for Billy because he grew up eating dirt, whereas...
I'm a worm. So Smith, this is as bad as...
I'll eat a tiny bit of dirt.
All right, well, let's go then. Okay. All right, guys. Alex, can you film us right now?
All right, we'll pause this and we'll come back.
Hold on, we're changing over to video now.
All right, so video now, not the DVD players when we're all kids.
All right, gonna eat some dirt. We'll be back.
Let's go.
Maybe go under the tree over here.
I usually pee over there. So.
Oh, shit. I'm going to go with your pee.
Show me.
Dirt.
That's not dirt, that's Milo.
It's not Milo.
That's Milo.
Where, how did I get Milo out of here?
That's Milo.
I don't have Milo.
You dog. You dog, you're going to make me eat dirt. And you're going to eat dirt.
I'm eating dirt.
I told you I'd eat dirt if you ate a little bit of dirt.
I'm not tricking you.
I know that. It'll swap me then.
Let me get some more dirt. All right, we'll eat dirt then. You want to eat dirt so bad, I'll eat dirt. This
and my
real dirt. This is real dirt.
Fuck.
I'll eat a little bit of dirt. Eat a little bit of dirt. All right, mush that in. I'm going to have to get more dirt. I said I'll do it. Look at that, off the ground. All right, get that in. Oh, fuck, yours is pure dirt. All right. The prank didn't work as good as I thought it was. All right.
You did it so shit. That tastes good. Yeah, because the yogurt overpowers it.
So I did a little dry. You're too smart. All right, guys. Look, you officially can't be tricked all the time.
That's good shit.
Oh, it's on my teeth.
Looks like cookies and cream.
No, okay, fire. It's a lot of dirt.
A bit of dirt. Witch's brew.
Pour one out.
You fucking get some dirt and some witch's brew.
Pour one out for Ziggy.
You double up.
He's an animal. Get a bit more dirt. I'll give him a bit of Milo too.
Oh, yeah.
Ground Milo. Get that in there. Give it a stir.
What a trooper.
Oh, I'm going to puke. You might fucking have a look. Don't puke. Yeah! Good work, Smith.
It's all in my head.
See you back in the studio.
It
was pretty funny. I'm glad he did vomit anyway. We're back. Thank you, Smith, for being a good sport on that
last
bit.
Thank you, guys.
I really wanted you to not. Yeah. The tree, he's too onto us. Fool me once. Fool Smith once. Shame on me. Fool him twice. Shame on me. Fool him three times. Shame on me. Fool him four times. Shame on me. Fool him five times. Shame on him. He's too smart now.
So true.
He's too smart. But, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that was a good episode. I had fun. This was Smith's favorite ep.
It's up there.
Content-wise, no. But everything else. Smith has got a bunch of leftovers.
Yeah. I've got a fucking full nose of vomit, which
yeah, he did vomit, which was good. Great, he committed to the bit. I can't believe he kept drinking that. It was legendary.
Mm.
Guys, hopefully we got an interview next week. I don't know. We've been talking to guys.
Yeah, we've got some.
Do we?
As in, we've got some that we're also sitting on, but we've also got some teed up. So.
Yeah, we've got some teed up. We'll get an interview next week, I reckon. And
We got a fucking cool one coming
up. Yeah,
we got a couple cool ones.
We're talking to some creams.
Yeah.
Well, former.
The creme de la creme.
Creme de la creme. They've done their time. Shut up.
ask what his meal would have been. His or hers. It's a surprise.
Yeah.
Or they.
Yeah.
But yes, thanks for coming. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Text us your fucking...
Yeah, what would your last meal be? Maybe we can put up a poll or we'll put something up on Instagram or whatever.
Put something up on it.
You can let us know and then maybe we'll share them. Maybe we'll eat them. Maybe if you make up a meal, maybe we'll make us eat it.
We'll eat it because there's plenty more weird ones. Like if we ended up phoning it in again, I'll do another episode on making eat shit. But it cost me a bit of money, but you know, I suffer for my art.
This dude bought a tub of Milo from a service station.
Fuck, that would have been like $12 or some shit.
Yeah, he was on the money. And them two Chobani yogurts.
Six.
Yeah, it was fucking like $14 or something to get
it
in.
All right.
Yeah, Yeah, and then we just put dirt in it.
Now it's fucked.
Yeah.
You still got like 3/4 of a tub of Milo though.
Yeah, so. But you know what? I reckon if I showed a starving kid in Africa the bit, they'd appreciate it. Mm. They'd be like, yeah, I could eat it. Probably would still eat it with dirt, but you know, it was funny.
It was funny.
And
you
might have an empty tummy. You might have an empty tummy. But you have a full smile. All right, guys. See you next week.
One love. God bless you.
Wanga.
Wanga.